Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Revived Motherhood. I'm Heather. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about what do we do when we don't have all the answers. I don't know about you, but I have a child who is very inquisitive, especially when it comes to the kingdom, God, heaven, hell, and she also desires answers that make sense to her. She's the kind of kid that ask all the hard questions before I finished my morning coffee. And she asks all the questions that leaves my brain scrambling, going to my husband, going to the Bible and the Father, and just asking for answers because I often don't have the answers for her. You know, I used to feel like I was failing her. I used to feel like that I should have the answers. But one day I heard in my spirit, I'm not called to have all the answers. I'm called to point her to the one who does. So often, because fear and pride, we strive to give our children answers, even if it's not biblical, just to give them answers because we're so afraid that if we don't have the answers, that they're not going to believe anymore, or they're going to doubt themselves. But it occurred to me that I don't want my daughter to place her hope in answers, but instead I want her to place her hope in the one that has the answers but doesn't always reveal them. I want her to trust in him, to hope in Jesus, and live radically for Jesus, holding nothing back, even when she doesn't understand. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So instead, I tell my children, you know, I'm not afraid to not have the answer. I don't know why things happen. I don't know why we can hear him speak to us one day and we don't hear him the next. I don't know why he feels so far away sometimes. And no, I don't know why we're still struggling with fear after we've prayed, rebuked, and declared. But this I do know. He is who he says he is. That even when we can't hear him, he speaks to us. That even when we don't feel him, he is closer to us than our very heartbeat. And that he is the God who sets the captives free. And that in his perfect love, there is no fear. He is who he says he is. So I'm teaching my children to rest in who he says he is and not the answers. Because it's not the answers that we need, it's him. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.